everybody. This is Danny Johnson, and just want to totally welcome you guys out here tonight on this beautiful August hot summer night. We're calling from California. We've just made it back from a long trip through Washington and Oregon, and had an awesome, awesome time through those beautiful states. It was nice and gorgeous, and it wasn't raining. This is the time of year to be in the Pacific Northwest, no question. But we're glad to be home in California. And tonight we're going to be doing things a little bit different. We're going to kind of do this more of an interview style. We have a series of questions that my colleague, John Paletti, he's on the phone with me right now. He's been getting some emails from people, some questions, or even concerns or issues that they want help to have dealt with. And John's going to be basically fielding those questions. And I'm going to give it my best to give some nuggets of information that will be able to take your business just this week to another new level than where it was last week. Before we get into those questions, though, and again, we're going to cover a lot of different topics tonight, so you want to absolutely pay very close attention and take a whole lot of notes, because there's going to be a lot of diverse information coming at you, some of it from left field. But for those of you that's your first time ever hearing us, my name is Danny Johnson, and prior to getting started in business for myself, I was an uneducated 19-year-old female who a friend called me one day to introduce me to the concept of becoming an entrepreneur, starting a home-based business. Well, I didn't know anything about it. I didn't think I could do it. I didn't think that people like me succeeded in anything, so I didn't think that this would work for me. And after 2 months of him persisting with me, I finally got started, and after 6 months of absolute failure, really working hard and getting nowhere, went to a training seminar that was outrageously expensive, was not convenient, and I honestly didn't think it was going to work for me. But I came out of that two-day seminar, made $4,000 in 8 days. The next check was $11,000. The next check after that was $15,000, and the following check after that was just under $21,000. And so that blew my mind, that someone like myself could make that kind of an income. I never dreamt of earning great money like that. And then went off, got married, and my husband changed his mind shortly after we got married. He drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, leaving me with a $35,000 debt, wound up totally suffering in every way you can imagine. I wound up totally homeless, literally from traveling to all, you know, major cities around the United States and, you know, dressing in beautiful clothing and shopping in great places and staying in awesome hotels and eating the finest food that America had to offer, too. Totally being homeless. Fell flat on my face, lost all my dignity, totally lost my dreams, completely felt defeated and felt like a complete loser and a failure. And got upset with myself after several weeks of allowing myself to become homeless. Started a business from the trunk of my car in a payphone booth based on the things that I had learned the year before. You see, the cool thing about skill, and you're going to gain some skill tonight, the neat thing about skill is that even if you lost it all, you still have your skill. And that's awesome, because you can take skill to the marketplace and turn it into an incredible value and obviously into some incredible profits. And so because of the investment that I made into my skill the year before, which was about $25,000 was the investment that I made, went out and started another business literally from the trunk of my car in a payphone booth and wound up clearing $2,000 profit the first 10 hours. My first 45 days made over $18,000, and that was on a part-time basis. By the end of my first year, had made $250,000. By the end of my second year, 23 years of age, made my first million. And went on to do that several times over. The industry has been a blessing to me. I met my husband shortly after being homeless that I have now, as well as bringing, I'm a mom, I've got 5 kids, I've got a grandbaby on the way. So it's been a blessing that becoming an entrepreneur in the home-based business industry could really ignite my whole entire life. And so the person that invited you on this call, they really cared enough about you to help you get ahead, to take one step closer to living the life that you want to. And I'm not just talking about fame and fortune. That stuff is nothing. I'm talking about having a life where you feel more successful, where you feel like life is no longer living you, but that you're living it, learning how to manage your time better, being able to become debt-free. And honestly, that doesn't matter how much money you make. It absolutely matters where you spend it and how you spend it. And so this call, as well as the website, and again, the website and this call is all totally free, available to you. And we've got literally 6 figures worth of information on there that can help you to improve every area of your life. Do you want to get a raise on your job? Well, on that site, there's information on how you can do that. Do you want to have a better relationship with your spouse? There's information on that site that can help you do that. Do you want to get better with your children, communicating better, getting them to open up to you? That's on that site. Do you want to be able to increase your skill, even as an engineer, communication skills that can help you get that promotion that you've been maybe overlooked many times over because, you, let's say, you didn't have the people skills that were necessary? You know, my husband right now is reading a book, and he pulled out the most incredible information, and it was talking about doctors who get sued for malpractice. And what was interesting, the study that was done on it was it simply stated that those patients who like their doctors do not sue their doctors for malpractice. Even when they make a huge mistake, they will not sue their doctor that they like. But the ones that they don't like, they sue. So all that boils down to people skills. It boils down to who you are as a person, how you conduct yourself, how you represent yourself out there in the marketplace or even internally in your community, in your family, in your church. Well, this site, as well as our training seminars and all kinds of CDs that we have available, can help to improve all of those areas to make life easier, less stress, more profitable, more streamlined, and absolutely, no question, without a doubt, be able to help you live it in a way where you're more in control instead of it living you. So, John, I'm going to turn the call over to you and let you control me.
My pleasure.
Go for it, buddy.
Okay, we're just going to zip through a few questions here from people all over the place. And the first question I have here is from Doris in Montreal.
Cool.
And she wants to know, how do you handle people that cut you off and want to know right away what the company is about? So what I do is I tell them briefly what it's about, and then they immediately want to know how much money is involved. How do you handle this?
That's an awesome, awesome, awesome question. What was her name again?
Doris.
Doris, okay. So Doris out in Montreal, to be honest with you, we probably have 1,000 or more people that are on the line right now between all the different bridges that three-way into there. And I can tell you right now, sweetie, you are not alone. Between the classes that I teach, we do prospecting and closing classes where it's just 50 people is the maximum that is allowed into those classes. And this is a very common thing that my clients deal with. And so you're not alone. This is very common. It's just an issue of skill. I can give you some skill right now to get you started on this conference call. I would recommend a couple of other places that you can get some more skill. But let me just go ahead and get you started. So, John, you know what I think the best way to do it is, why don't you go ahead, and I don't know if she's talking about, can you see in that email that she sent you, is she talking about, like, when she's situationally prospecting or she's working cold market, warm market, or whatever?
You know, it doesn't say, but I would imagine this is somebody's probably when she's calling a lead.
Calling a lead? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is why it is so, so important to stick to the script that we have in our script book. And the reason is because it takes control of the conversation with the prospect right away. And for example, the very first paragraph in the script book is designed to set it up so that prospect is being led by you, and they're not leading the way that the questions are going to go. And so when people cut you off and they say, hey, what is this all about? Okay. And if you answer them with something like, I'll get to that later, then they know you're being evasive. So you don't want to say anything like that. So, for example, John, let's just you and I role play this out because that's the easiest way for me to do it.
Okay.
And you be the person that tries to cut me off, okay? And I know you've prospected enough. You know what to do.
Okay.
Okay, so ring, ring, you say hello.
Hello.
Hello, John?
Yes.
How's it going?
Fine. Who's this?
This is Danny. I'm calling you back. You requested more information about working from home. What can I do for you?
I did. Okay. Well, what's this all about?
Well, do you have a pen and paper handy?
Yeah.
Okay. To save us both time, I need to ask you a few questions to figure out what information to direct you to. Now, are you currently working from home?
No, but what company is this?
Now, you said you were not working from home?
No.
Okay. Now, what is it that you do for a living?
I'm a musician.
Oh, really? How long have you been doing that?
Oh, it seems like forever.
It's forever, like 5 years, 10 years, what?
Probably about 25 years.
Man, so what do you play?
I play a little guitar.
What kind?
Strat.
Oh, so you're electric guitar.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Do you sing?
Some, if they let me.
Are you are you in a band?
Yeah. But, you know, I, I'm, I just want to know what's this all about? Tell me about this company.
Okay, I would totally be glad to, but what I need to do is I just need to ask you a few questions so I can figure out what information to give you. I don't want to waste your time, and I certainly don't want to waste mine. And to be honest with you, John, I'm looking for a long-term business relationship and looking for someone who's absolutely serious about generating a six-figure income working part-time from home. So I just need to ask you some very simple questions so I know which direction of information to send you to, okay?
Okay.
All right, now are you thinking of replacing your current income or just supplementing it?
I just want some extra money right now.
Okay, so let's stop right here. So you did a great job trying to give me some trouble. Okay, so Doris, this is the best way to handle it. First of all, the one who asks the questions is the one who is in control of the conversation. And so when you answer their question, now mind you, John did a perfect job. I said, what can I do for you? And he said, hey, what company is this? I said, great, do you have a pen and paper handy? No matter what they ask you, after you say to them, and again, and some of you are like, where are you reading this from? If you go to www.danijohnson.com, there's a section in there. Actually, if you go to www.danijohnson.com/product, you'll be in the product section of the website. There is a script book. It's the number one selling product on that website. And the reason is because people's results go crazy. Once they do the script book and go through the prospecting and closing class, their results go literally crazy. I mean, I've got a gal, Betty, who she used to have 4 out of 10 people show up for a follow-up call, and now she has 10 out of 10 people. And so, and prior to that, you know, 4 out of 10 is okay, but it's not, it's kind of wasting some of your time. But anyway, so no matter where they ask you that question, the script is really designed to, if you just keep asking the questions, they will continue to talk. Now, John was very persistent. I really just want to know what this is about. So he laid on the table and he said, you know what? I just need to ask you a couple of real simple questions to figure out what information to direct you to. And I don't want to waste your time, and I certainly don't want to waste mine. I'm looking for a long-term business relationship, someone who's looking to make a six-figure income working part-time from home. So if you're serious about that, we can go ahead and continue. So basically, it's a way to answer his question without giving him the information that's going to stir more questions. So when they ask you, hey, what is this all about, and you pitch it right then and there, you totally missed it. You have to realize what it is that you're doing here. You are interviewing people to find the kind of person that you're going to have a long-term business relationship with. You are not trying to sell somebody some product or service. You are not trying to get a real quick wham-bam, thank you for the product or thank you for my little kid. If that's all that you're in this for, you're in this for the wrong reason, and you're going to last about 90 days. And that's the truth, and I'm sorry to be harsh with you, but that's the truth. If all you're thinking of, and I got to sign people up and sell product, and that's the extent of your vision for your business, you're in the wrong business. In fact, get a job. Stay in a job, because this is not going to work for you. You have to have, and I don't care even what kind of job it is you're working, if you don't have a vision for your career, you're not going to last in that career. And so, prime example, most people do. Somebody asks them a question, they spill their guts right then and there and try to give their best sales pitch. No, you're going to give them the opportunity on your terms, not their terms. And it has to be that way. In the very beginning when I failed the first 6 months, I didn't get that. Man, people asked me questions and I just gave them all the information, and guess what they told me? Oh, you know, I'll think about that. Yeah, you know, why don't you get back to me in a month? Right now is not a good time. I got all of these objections that I didn't know how to answer. And if you're getting those kind of objections, the reason is because you are provoking those out of your prospect. And so there's some information that I hope is helping many of you out there that get, you know, deal with people that cut you off. That's the start. Good thing to have scripts to stick to, because it makes it much easier to, you know where you're going and where you're trying to lead the prospect. The other thing, Doris, and it really depends on how serious you are about building your business, but we're going to be in Boston, which is not too far away from you, as far as I'm not going to be in Canada at all in 2005, and it's the closest we're going to get to that Canadian market, especially over there, Toronto, Montreal, all that area. So First Steps will absolutely dial you in on how to control the conversation, how not to be controlled by the prospect, how to feel very confident when you're talking to those prospects, how to be able to lead that prospect to the point where they're saying yes, 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 and trying to impress you instead of you trying to impress them. So that's my answer, and it was long, but there you go.
Okay, I have another one.
What?
This is from Dennis in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay.
And Dennis says, hi, Danny. You do a lot of excellent training on prospecting and cold calling leads. The problem is there are so many different types of leads to call from, opt-ins, phone verified, double opt-in, surveyed, and basic phone leads. Could you spend just a minute on which leads are the best dollar per value, and if the $3 survey leads are worth when you can get the same leads that don't have the survey for half the cost?
Mm-hmm. Well, you get what you pay for with leads, Dennis. That's the reality. And so when you're first starting out, and I really recommend that my students who've been through our training process, that those people get the best leads that there are available. So you get phone verified leads. You get the leads that, you know, the people are totally serious about finding a business and they have money to start a business and they're not just a bunch of looky-loos, but they're doing their homework and they're doing their research and they're really scanning the market. And so, but I don't recommend that for just anybody. I recommend that for people who've been through, graduated through our classes, people who are First Steps graduates, and of course those that are Dynasty graduates who are actively working leads. Those people, no question, need to get expensive leads. And you get what you pay for. I would pay $25 for a lead, way more than I ever would pay a dollar a lead. Why? Less time, less work, less effort. And the important thing is that you, John, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, that's really interesting. I don't know what happened on that. Okay. John, press star zero and then you can have Sarah help you.
Okay,
so anyway, Dennis, as far as opt-in leads, those are good. Phone verified leads, those are obviously better. And opt-in leads are great because they're sending people directly to your website. They're checking it out. They're opting in. They're wanting. They've already seen some information, which means they're already interested. You're calling those people back, and those obviously have a greater, you're going to have greater ratios with those kind of people. And so, if you're buying like lead lists, meaning old genealogy reports, you know, chances are you're going to work a lot and talk to a lot of people before you're going to find a little gem inside that long list. Dirt cheap leads, the only point of a dirt cheap lead is to get the practice, to get comfortable with the script. If you have emotional issues with being rejected, I don't know that you want to go through those, only because, some people get really depressed when, they've talked to hundreds of people and everyone says no. And so if you're going to do dirt cheap leads, I highly recommend that you just, it's there to toughen yourself up and just get comfortable with the script and interacting with people and learning how to just be yourself on the phone. That's the reason why you use really cheap leads. But you get what you pay for, and it really cracks me up. People that get started in business and they get their little $600 kit or their $4,000 kit, whatever size kit it is that they get, and it cracks me up. And then they go, oh, I can't afford leads. It's like, dude, you're not in business. I mean, it's like opening a restaurant and not doing any advertising to let people know that you're in business. You have to have some kind of a lead program, or if your sales force, meaning your upline, doesn't do leads, then you better make a list of 200 names and get that list to 2,000 as soon as possible. There's situational prospecting or referrals, but you got to start with at least 200 names to beginning your business. If you're beyond working that whole warm market, then you've got to tough it up and start working some leads, and you absolutely, without a doubt, got to get in those two classes because it'll change your numbers dramatically and save you the frustration and the heartache and the hassle. So, anyway, that's my answer, John.
Okay. Now, this one, I have no idea who it's from, but it's a pretty common question. And it says, how can I motivate people to work? I know there are people who will sign up and never do a thing, but what about those who are all excited or seem to be and then never even open their mouth?
Yeah. John, you know what? I'm going to put you on the spot. Why don't you answer that one? What have you seen in all these years working with us? 16 years we've been together. What have you seen us do to motivate people?
Just go to work and get results.
Yep. And so there's some that are not going to go to work. And so like that question being, there's some people that, we sponsor in the business and they don't do anything. Guess what? I have the same exact thing happen to me. Even at the very height of my career of, bringing in a ridiculous amount of people monthly, there are those that don't do anything. There just is. Why? They got excited and they bought something. Have you ever done that on an infomercial? We all have. The exercise equipment shows up and we never even open the stinking box. And so that's part of it. And so what the key is, and this is really important that you get this, is that you understand what to expect realistically out of your business. Most people really believe that they are in the lottery. They really believe that, you know, oh my gosh, if I just sponsor the right person and then I'm going to get rich. That's not what this is about. That's not business. That's not business at all. That's a lottery mentality as well as a welfare mentality. It's the same exact mentality. This is not a welfare line. This is a real live business. And if you're in business, it takes skill. And skill comes at a cost. It does not happen for free. And so when it comes to, okay, let's say that you sponsored 100 people and no one's doing anything, that's an issue of skill. No question. You should have some of those 100 doing something. You should have, you know, 20, 25 real strong business builders, people building that business and working it, you know, to the tune of maybe getting a couple customers a month or sponsoring 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 people a month. I mean, there's every different type of pace that you'll have inside your business. But if you don't have somebody doing something, you got an issue of skill. And so there's all kinds of places that you can gain skill to learn how to master that. And so what I did in the very beginning is I just put people in front of the training seminars. That's all I did. Every single month, every person that I brought into the business, they went to a training seminar. There was no option not to. And if they didn't go, I told them right then, don't sign up because I will not work with you if you're going to fail. And so I don't want to hear you, you know, murmuring and complaining and whining that the business isn't working for you because it ain't going to work for you. It's going to be much harder if you don't get to a training seminar. And so when I sponsored people in, that's what I told them. And John is my witness right here. He watched me give that thing, man, thousands of times. Or, sorry, if you don't go to this training seminar, it's going to be harder. You're going to be frustrated. You're going to drive me crazy. I'm going to drive you crazy, and you're going to wish that you never got started. So the best thing you can do is go to this training seminar, get the skill that you need, and after that, then let's build something. And so what I found out is that of the 10 people that I would bring monthly, brand new blood to a training seminar, those people would come out and leave me in the dust. It got to the point towards after about, I don't know, 6 to 7 months of driving that program where I would, you know, spend most of my time before seminar and after, they built the business without me. They would bring in $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 with the sales volume by themselves without my help. Why? Because they went to a training seminar and they not only got motivated, and it wasn't because it's a motivational seminar. I think that most of those are useless. Most, not all. But it was because they gained skill in that seminar. They got things that they could put into practice right away and use that day. Meaning on Saturday, they gained real, live, functional technique that they used on the lunch break and wound up getting phone numbers from people or even moving product or sponsoring people. By that Saturday night, they increased their skill even more. By Sunday night happened, these people put into practice instantly what they were learning. Things like what I just gave Doris, things like how to, you know, situationally prospect. Once they got that, then they're like, I can do this. Let's make it happen. Let's go to work. Let me give you one major reason why most people don't go to work. It's because they think it's too hard and they can't do it. There's two reasons why people, when you sign them up, they don't do anything. One, they think it's too hard, and two, they think they're going to fail. And so you have to look at maybe the way you are approaching them. So if, for example, you are too slick for your own good, and you're just too good for your own good, and you're making it look very complicated, and you're making it look like it is totally dependent on personality, and let's say you have the right personality, they're not going to do anything. Because they look at themselves and they think, I don't have what he has. So therefore, I can't do this. And the thing that First Steps does as a prime example, and I'm sure there's other seminars that do this as well, but the thing that First Steps does is it lays it out so simple. In fact, John, how many times have we heard, oh, my gosh, that is so easy? I mean, thousands of times. Thousands of times where people kind of like, that is so easy. People are dumbfounded. They're like, what? That's all? Okay, I can do this. And that's the point of First Steps is it breaks it down so simple. Most 99% of the people I've come in contact with in this business totally complicate it and do it backwards. When they come to First Steps, they get the revelation, oh, okay, I can do that. And that's why when new people go to that training seminar, they come out running. Why? Because they have a simple, clear, concise plan of action to work. They gained skill and technique. They got rid of their baggage, their belief system that was dragging them down, and they get out there and they build something. And so that's just one thing you got to look at. If it's too complicated, they're not going to do it. Not going to do it at all. There's too much to learn, and they don't think they're going to succeed anyway. And so that there's a good chance there. Here's another area to look at. How are you starting them? Are you leaving them by themselves for 48 hours or a week? Is it a week-long process for them to actually get their feet off the ground? Are you putting them to work right now, which is what John said? If I were Sponsor John in the business, the next morning I'm on the phone with him, and we are beginning doing calls. We're beginning the process of putting him to work, him getting the practice so that he can learn step-by-step how to build his business. And so are you doing that? That's another area to look at. One, are you complicating it too much? Two, are you getting them started the next day? Meaning, are you sending them home with homework, you know, that they have to turn in the very next day with you? You're back on the phone with them, and you're putting them to work. Within a few days, they're already making money. There's nothing like putting money, and it could be $10, into a brand new person's pocket that gets them more excited and more motivated. There's nothing that gets them more excited and more motivated than even a $10 check that they get. Why? Because it shows them that it works. And if they can get $10, they can get 20. And they can get 20, they can get 100. And that's how it works. So make sure you're keeping it simple. Make sure you're not so stinking slick and it's all based on your personality. I read scripts my whole career. My entire career, I have read scripts. The scripts that we would do when we did live business presentations, man, my people could sit there and recite it under their breath. Why? Because I just did a script. It wasn't based on personality. It was based on regurgitating a script. When I sat down and did a closing circle and I had guests around me, I read a script right in front of my guests. Why? Because it says to that prospect, man, that's pretty simple. You can make money just by reading. All right, I know how to read. I can do this. And that psychological process has to happen, A, to sign them up, B, to put them to work. Key and important thing to do.
Excellent answer. Okay, I have one that's... I got a kick out of this one. It's from Cassandra in Texas.
Uh-huh.
And she says, I know that as you step up and set yourself apart, people tend to want to tear you down. How do you handle those who speak against you without getting into cat fights?
Yeah, that's a great question, Cassandra. And that I definitely had that challenge in my career, no question. And I will tell you this right now, avoid at all costs cat fights. Because I have watched gossip and personality conflicts tear down a sales organization that's producing millions of dollars a year annually faster than the FTC and the FDA combined. I have watched people, because of their lack of people skills and their lack of personal growth, really lose an entire sales force just because of the situation that you're talking about right now. And so that is a long answer. And that is, I can get you started here. You need to get the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. As you rise up higher and higher in leadership, the more people skills will be required of you in order to not only sustain the level that you're at, but also to grow to the next one beyond that. And so when you are experiencing, that hurts, man. It hurts bad. When you're experiencing people trying to tear you down, gossiping about you, whatever. The key two things I'm going to give you. One is you have to focus on your vision and keep moving forward. You have to take the high road, which is number two. You got to take the high road, because if you're slinging mud, you're losing ground. So let the opponent lose ground. Don't you lose ground. Just go to work and get more results. That's number three. Go to work, get more results. You answer your critics with success. That's the bottom line. Is you answer that critic with success, and you know what? Most of those people wind up getting out of the business eventually, anyway. And your hope and prayer is that they do, like tomorrow, because they're not doing any good anyhow. And the last thing that I'm going to give you is this is an issue of personal development. This is an issue of people skills. I know, Cassandra, you've already been the first steps to success, and we scratched the surface on that, but creating a dynasty, we put people through an experience that is exactly what you're talking about, so that you know and you're fully equipped on how to handle those kinds of people and how not to let that kind of stuff breed in your cell force, because it'll tear it down faster than the government can. I'm not kidding you. Oh, gosh. I've watched the government come in and you know, seize assets and try to stop products from being sold and all that, and I've seen a sales force stay intact because they were loyal to each other and they had a great relationship, and it's all based on relationship. And they stuck together and waited it out, and the company's back in business and still going strong. I've also seen great products, great service where you've got a gossip or someone wants to tear other people down because they're jealous or they're judgmental or they have a huge ego. They're totally intimidated by other people's success. They're totally are made to feel inferior because somebody else is succeeding faster, and they do whatever they can to trip them up or to stop them or to make sure no one else likes them. And it's unfortunate, but that's called the world, and the higher you get up in leadership, the more of that you're going to deal with. And so you better be equipped to deal with it, otherwise you'll never rise up. And so creating a dynasty, it's coming up in November. That is the place, no question, that you want to be at. Because as you build a sales force, those are the issues that happen. It's not an issue anymore of how do I prospect. It's not an issue anymore of how do I present and close. No, it is an issue of how do I drive a sales force to become more successful than I am. And when you do that, you're dealing with people. And when you're dealing with people, you're dealing with people's insecurities and all their junk. You're dealing with their judgment. You're dealing with their jealousy. And I don't care where you go. I don't care if you're in management. I don't care if you're climbing the corporate ladder. You deal with this stuff. I don't care if you're a doctor. I don't care if you're running a hospital. I don't care if you're a nurse rising up to be the head nurse. It does not matter what profession you're in. If you want to rise up, you have to learn how to deal with people and their junk. You have to know how to deal with it for yourself personally and how to deal with them. You have to know how to answer them, what to do. You got to kill them with kindness. You have to give them a reason not to be jealous of you. You have to give them a reason not to judge you. You walk in meekness. You don't rub it in their face. Things like that. So that's enough to get you started today and put into practice tomorrow. Go ahead, John.
Okay. This next one comes from Sunday, and I don't know where Sunday's from, but she asks, she says, I think something is holding me back in my business. It's that I'm afraid to ask people to spend their money. People that I sign up would like for them to purchase the bigger, I would like for them to purchase the bigger packs, but they are more expensive. Also, people need to get long distance and three-way on their phone. How do I tell them they need that without losing them?
Oh, Sandy, I have one answer for you. Get to Boston as soon as possible, otherwise your career is going to be very short. Sandy, you have a belief system. You have an underlying current of poverty mentality. We are in business. This is not a governmental program. We are not dealing with people who are looking for, welfare checks. We're not looking for people who are looking for a lottery ticket. We are literally in the market for entrepreneurs. We are literally out there scanning the market and interviewing people who are looking to get out of their poverty, looking to get out of their financial bondage. And so, Sunday, the first thing you have to do is you got to get out of that mindset yourself. Because to be honest with you, the fact that you're afraid to tell them that they need to do this means that you haven't gotten it over it yourself already. That's what it means, is that you have the issue yourself. And so I strongly recommend you get to Boston. Get to First Steps ASAP. And here is why. Because the longer you deal with this, the longer you present your business with this thing of it's expensive and you got to get internet and you got to get long distance and then you got to buy leads and then you got to pay for training, you are literally communicating that fear right through the phone, and you will therefore attract everybody who has a poverty mentality. You will attract those people who want something for nothing. Let me tell you something. If you were the McDonald's manager and I came out for a job interview and I said to you, do I have to pay for my gas to come to work every day? Chances are you wouldn't hire me. This is not a charity. This is a real live business. And so you have to make a decision. Am I in business or am I running a charity? if you're in business, then only business people qualify to work with you. Now, does that mean they have to have prior business experience? No. But anybody that has a brain cell in their head knows that if they're going to start in business, it takes money to get it going. Period, end of story. I had a payphone booth. That's what I had. I had to find, I didn't have long distance, I had a payphone booth. I didn't have a cell phone, didn't have a phone at a home because I didn't have a home. I was homeless. My home was in the back of a Hyundai. And my phone was a payphone booth. I was willing to do whatever it took to make it happen. You're not looking for whiners with a bunch of excuses. You're looking for people who are serious. And so, Sunday, you got to do a gut check on yourself right now and say, man, am I communicating through the phone? I can tell you right now, you're probably saying, okay, well, you need to get three-way calling. If you're going to say it with the fear through, you know, throughout the tone of your voice, you are literally provoking, oh, my gosh, I have to get long distance? Oh, I don't know if I can do this. Girl, you cannot beg people into this business. You can't sweet talk them into this business. And you can't do everything for them. You can't. And if you're going to try to build a business like that, you're heading literally for a nervous breakdown. You're heading on a path full of frustration, full of hopelessness, despair, even depression. Because you'll be filled with anxiety every day you pick up that telephone. This is why you need to get a first step. Meanwhile, you really need to gain the understanding of what the business model that you're in. There's some CDs, if you go to the product section on their website, it's called Insider Secrets, okay? Insider Secrets will absolutely give you a huge, huge revelation of the kind of business you're really in, the business model that you're really working, and the business model that you're not supposed to be working. Most people, Sunday, that I've come across have dealt with the issue that you're dealing with. And therefore, when they do sponsor somebody in, they buy the products for them. They spoon feed the business to their prospect. And the prospect does nothing. So then you wind up out cash, out work time and effort, and fully frustrated with no reward. And so that's not the way to build a business at all. Not at all. So you got to ask yourself, am I in business or am I running a charity? If you're running a charity, I recommend volunteering for somebody else's charity. Don't do this one. Go do somebody else's charity. Don't do this one. Because it'll be a split in your heart. You're thinking you're working a business, but you keep giving everything away. If you want to give things away, go volunteer for some awesome cause somewhere. There's plenty of them out there. Go ahead, John.
Okay. This is kind of a strategy question. It says, this is from Sherry. I believe Sherry's in New York. And she says, upon first starting your one-on-one presentations in hotels, what were the numerous ways you advertised? Did you hand out flyers? Was it expensive to rent a room? As an alternative to hotels, is it good business etiquette to meet in parks and restaurants? Does it make a difference? How do you get a lot of people to show up? Well, that's another question in itself.
There's like several questions in that one question. Okay, so I'll just kind of go back, you know, many, many, many years ago. I did do flyers, and those worked well. I worked warm market. I had, you know, met a few people that I had, that were some of my clients, and, you know, meaning I worked in a restaurant, so I had, you know, customers that would come into that bar, and I talked to some of those people. So you start first with a list of names. You can do a flyer. Flyers are very helpful. I also ran an ad in the paper, and running the ads was also very helpful. But we also had, I also found very inexpensive places to run meetings. But that's only once you get enough people going. I've had so many people do this, and it's hilarious, and they're like, I called 200 people, and I rented a huge room. I'm expecting 100 people. No, you're not. It never works that way. I've never once in 16 years actually see it happen. So don't think for a minute if you have 100 people say they're going to show up that you're actually going to get 100 to show up. They won't. So as far as renting a room in a hotel, I don't recommend doing that until you get a nice base built up. And let me recommend you to the site. There's some CDs called the 3-Meeting Plan. Home Presentation Success System. That'll teach you basically how to be able to begin building a clientele in a local area, in a community, to where then it now merits having a hotel room, a conference room is what you usually start off with. And so that'll teach you kind of how to build up to there. And so as far as meeting people in parks and restaurants, absolutely. Man, Starbucks, little coffee shops. I have one of my clients, man, she spends nearly all day long in Starbucks. She has a little corner in Starbucks, and after she meets clients, then either she's met, you know, situational prospecting or running an ad or working leads that are, you know, in her same area code or warm market, you know, where she does one-on-one presentations throughout the day. Also, if you're working warm market, your home is great or their home is great. I've also worked it to where, you know, if I situational prospect, which 50% of my sales force was built on situational prospecting, then I would meet them in at their place. No problem at all. You know, we can get together at Starbucks. I can come to your house. I already had an initial contact with them. Already made a good connection, good friend with them, and so there wasn't a trust issue at all. And again, that's an art. That's something you can learn how to establish with people. And so then you can, you know, one on one at Starbucks. You can do it in their home if you feel comfortable. If they feel comfortable. I wouldn't say, do you feel comfortable me coming to your house? Because then, you know, then now they all of a sudden don't feel comfortable. And then once you use the home presentation system, and again, the home presentation system is not just presentations in the home. It is a system that will teach you, even through the telephone, how to get somebody going to where they are building a sales force, and you're carrying them along in developing that sales force, meaning that you get them started, and by Thursday, you're in their house or you're over a speakerphone in their house. They've got a few friends there. You get a couple of them started, and then you're in the prospect house. So it's already now second generation, and there's more people now. And so that thing can just build. I mean, we've taken that in the home presentation system, that's those CDs. You know, I talk about a story of a guy that, you know, a 20-year-old kid that I took from April 3rd to April 30th. We sponsored 62 people into the business, and that's in less than 30 days. And that was all through the home presentation system. And again, that home presentation system can totally be used virtually through the telephone, through websites. It's the strategy itself that I'm talking about, and I just kind of touched on that a little bit. So, yes, you can do flyers. Yes, you can do ads. I recommend you use the scripts in the script book to do that. You want to know what you're doing when you go and do that. Otherwise, you're wasting money. You can practice on your warm market, and the script book has, you know, scripts in there to do that with. So you can practice on warm market. Once you use that three-meeting plan, which is in the CDs, then you build up a nice little base where you've grown out of your home, and now you need to rent a conference room where everybody, you get enough people going where they're doing one-on-one presentations, or they're doing home presentations, or they're doing conference calls or three-way calls. You get enough of those in your local area to where now you guys need to rent a hotel room. But you never just rent an ad, book a hotel room. Not never. There are those that are seasoned professionals that have been at this for years that can pull that off. But for the majority that are listening to me right now, that ain't you. So I wouldn't recommend it. You'll be really super excited. You spend a lot of money. No one shows up. You are really depressed and wondering if you're in the right business. You're in the right business. You just didn't have the skill to be able to pull it off. So there's my answer, John.
Okay. I think we have time for maybe one more question. And let's see. Well, you can do this one real quick, and then I have one last one. This one is, have you ever worked your business through instant messaging or on the Internet? Example, through Yahoo, AOL, et cetera.
It's a great question. I personally have not. I can't stand the computer, so instant messaging is, like, way frustrating for me. I much rather communicate through the telephone with people. I do know people who have. I think, and what I've heard is that it's been very time-consuming to be able to develop a relationship through instant messaging. Takes a whole lot longer than it does over the telephone. And so I do know that there are people that like to prospect to chat rooms and things like that. I personally have not done it. You can absolutely use the skills of the script book as well as the North Carolina CDs. They're just people skills, so you'll just communicate those people skills through the Internet and make it work. I've definitely built businesses through the Internet as far as Internet-generated leads and things like that, using websites, autoresponders. All of that is gorgeous, and it works just beautifully. Saves a whole lot of time. And so I've done that. But as far as sitting on the computer for hours trying to foster up a relationship, you know, cold through the internet, nope, not me. But I know there are some people that do, and it is time consuming.
Okay, this is the last question, and it's from Nick in Chicago. And he says, when prospecting via the phone, then someone picks up and they have a very positive attitude and they're friendly to you, but they politely say no. Now, is there anything we could say that would cause them to think about having a plan B for themselves? Now, I don't care if they say no, but I'd like to be a little crafty in making them think of considering about getting into our industry.
Okay, now, I wish I had him live because I want to know when they're saying no. Are they saying no, like when he says, you know, you requested more information about working from home, what can I do for you? And say, oh, you know, I'm not interested. At that point, I can give you something to say. I don't know when they're saying no, but I'll just assume that that's where it's at. If they're saying, oh, you know, no, I'm not looking for anything, and say, so are you not looking to generate a six-figure income working part-time from home? That's usually what I say, and if they don't bite on that, they're pretty much dead. Or I'll say, you know, hey, do you have a pen and paper handy? I'd like to give you my phone number. If you run into anybody that's looking for a career move, that, you know, is dealing with some lack of job security right now, or somebody that's kind of in between careers, or somebody, you know, some mom that's just bored, stiff at home and has really needed to have an outlet and wants to, you know, communicate with adults more often, you know, anyone that's looking to get out of debt, looking for somebody, you know, anyone that's looking to buy a house, please give them my name and phone number because we can certainly help them out. And so I would use the six-figure bait on the hook, or the you may know somebody, give them my name and phone number, and that's enough to intrigue them and say, well, you know, what's this all about? Well, you know, do you have a pen and paper handy? And you just continue on with the script. Good question.
Always works.
Yeah. I love it when telemarketers call. So how long have you been doing this? Start controlling the conversation, you sponsor the telemarketer. Or the customer service department is calling to see if you like your service with the electric company. Sponsor those people. I also have clients that put flyers in all their bills, and they wind up getting phone calls that way. Or they put an intriguing blind ad or card in with their PG&E bill or their phone bill or their MasterCard bill or whatever. Man, in fact, those of you that are following us, many of our First Steps graduates are just majorly getting out of debt. I mean, huge amounts of debt. In fact, this weekend in Boston, we were totally going to be equipping people how to pay down debt. And in Salt Lake, we had many of them get up and just say how much debt that they paid off, and it was great. John, we should have added it up. We so should have added up how much debt was paid off just with those people that were on the stage. It was probably nearly $300,000, because I know India had paid off $150,000. And then Georgia paid off $75,000 already since last September. And so I'm sure we were over $300,000 of debt that people had paid off since being a part of First Steps to Success. Isn't that rad? But anyway, for those of you that are following our debt reduction plan, and those of you going to be with us in Boston, start putting in, you know, because you're going to be sending in bigger payments. With your payments, and so there's a person processing those checks, okay? Definitely put in every single month, put in some kind of advertisement and just say, you know, I'm three payments away from paying this off, pay this off in 3 months. Do you want to get out of debt? Call me. You know, those kind of questions. Getting out of debt, DannyJohnson.com. Want to be debt free? Call me. Oh gosh, man, I just gave a great ad. Want to be debt free? Call me. So anyway, that's a great idea, great prospecting tool, and people have lots of bills, so lots of ways to do that. So anyway, okay, so John, are we ready to wrap this up?
It's a wrap.
It's
thanks
a wrap.
For letting me play.
Thanks for being spontaneous with me. I totally appreciate it. John was having dinner with our family tonight, and I fattened him up with some really good Mexican tacos, and I twisted his arm and said, will you help me do this call tonight? And we'd love to hear from you if you guys enjoyed this kind of a format. We like to experiment with lots of different formats, and if you enjoyed the variety of different questions that were asked, please feel free, give us a note. And if you hated it, let us know that too. We're here to serve you guys and to help you build your business and to be a partner for you in the marketplace so that we can really alleviate a lot more stress, anxiety, frustration, giving you some really good tips, techniques, enhancing your ability, your skill, pulling talents out of you that you did not even realize that you had and teaching you how to bring that out to the marketplace so you can turn it for profit. Other than that, let me just wrap up by saying this. I'm looking forward. I'm having my August class starts tomorrow. Unfortunately, class has been sold out for about a week and a half. And as it is right now, I believe we are going to be running September classes. I'm not totally sure. I have a baby due in September, so I don't know if we've made an announcement on September or not, but so I'm looking forward to seeing you guys. I know that there's 50 of you on the phone with me right now that'll be on our class tomorrow. I'm excited to meet with you guys. I can't wait to help your business absolutely ignite and explode in the month of August. Perfect month to be in the classes. And then I'll be seeing my closing class students on Thursday morning. And that class also is completely sold out and has been sold out for over a week now. So I'll be meeting you guys soon. And then for the rest of you, we've got a whole mess of you, a couple hundred of you that will be in Boston, Mass. This weekend with us. Very excited to be there. Those of you that are going, it's business dress on Saturday, casual dress on Sunday. I usually wear jeans on Sunday, wear whatever you'd like. I would not recommend wearing shorts because we keep it kind of cool in there unless, you know, the air conditioner breaks, God forbid. But anyway, bring two notepads, bring a camera. It's a definite Kodak moment weekend. You guys are going to have so much fun. You're going to laugh your heads off. You're going to learn some incredible strategies, some insider secrets. You're going to learn things that will give you revelation in areas that you just never even knew were possible. You're going to walk in there with thinking your business is going in one direction and walk out taking it in a completely different direction. You're going to get lots of technical information that you will apply literally Saturday. You will begin to apply those tools and the tips and the techniques that you're going to gain. And then, of course, those of you that you know, have it all inside of your heart to be number one in August, be in there this weekend. You've got the greatest shot out of anybody else in your company at becoming number one and getting the number one bonus inside of your company and making the most money for the month of August and putting your name on the map, getting your name in lights and the recognition in your newsletters as well as your websites. And not to mention, guys, you're going to make some incredible long-lasting relationships. You're going to feel so much better about yourself. You're going to feel so much more encouraged. And you're going to have a very strong belief in where you're at. You're no longer going to question, are you in the right thing? Are you doing the right thing? Do you know how to do it? You'll have such a plan and feel so settled deep inside your spirit that you know that you know that you know where you're going and how you're going to get there. And also Saturday night is totally open and free to the general public. It's spiritual equipping for your personal and professional life. We're going to have very powerful things that happen Saturday night. It starts at 7 o'clock, ends when it ends. It goes until when it goes. And that's available to everybody else, and it's free and open to the general public. For those of you coming from the East Coast, let people know. It is a full-on, awesome, powerful night. Again, it's spiritual equipping for your personal and professional lives. It's biblically based. It's not hooky-spooky. It is totally biblically based. It's solid. It's foundational. They're keys that work and that have worked since the beginning of time. And so you guys can invite anybody you want to that Saturday night event. That's totally open and it's optional for you as well. And then, of course, Sunday, you're going to learn a lot about yourself and how other people operate. You're going to really gain some understanding, see it live through a very powerful experience of understanding people's personalities and all that. We're going to absolutely equip you. If you never make a dime in your business, if you never, ever make a dime in your home-based business, you will be able to get out of debt in the next 2 to 5 years. I'll give you a sure, no-fail plan that will absolutely help you to become completely debt-free. Could you imagine being financially independent like that? I don't care if you ever make a six-figure income. That does not matter. But I will teach you how to be totally financially secure and stable and independent on Sunday afternoon. And it'll blow your mind about how much freedom you are going to feel, how much better you're going to feel. And come out of that, when you begin to prospect, you're going to notice that you're going to be recruiting a higher level of people, a higher caliber of people, higher level of skill and ability. You will attract a totally different clientele following that training seminar because of all that will happen inside of you, the beliefs that you are going to establish, the breakthroughs that you absolutely will have. Anything that's hindering you, you're going to get over it. You're gonna see it face to face and discover why you've got these things that are stopping you, why you've got these things that are bugging you, and get over them already. And so we're going to have fun. I can't wait to see you guys in Boston, man. I love the East Coast. I will see you guys there. So we have registration starting Friday night at 7 o'clock. Yeah, 7 o'clock Friday night, 7 to 9. You can get registered early so that you don't have to worry about doing that in the morning. And I'm going to open up the lines right now, and I just really want to bless you. I want to bless you guys and pray that God gives you a prosperous week, a powerful week, a week where you have significant breakthroughs, whatever stopping you that you're able to topple right over it, whatever opposition you're facing, you're able to move the opposition and move forward. And I pray that this is a week that is memorable for you. So let's open up the line, and everybody say goodnight and God bless.